tips and sips. It is such an amazing time in the Lord, such an amazing time to be a helpmeet that is suitable. Thank you for those who subscribe to our YouTube channel. We truly appreciate you. I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, and I am a helpmeet suitable. So as you come on, as you're watching, decree out loud, I am a helpmeet suitable. There is power in your words. There is power in the things that you say. There is power in decreeing a thing and knowing it shall be established. So I want people to remember every day, you've got to remind yourself and remind the devil, I'm a helpmeet suitable, so you can hear it. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So when you come on, you say, I'm a helpmeet suitable, and I'm sipping. So today, one of the special Martinellis, a sparkling blush. Pick it up. Do yourself a favor. It's 100% juice, but it has a little bit of a sparkle to it, and it's really, really nice. I'm so glad for helpmeets jumping on. Tag other helpmeets, let them know it's time for your tip, and it's time for your sip. So while we're at it, you know we're gonna go straight to the Help for the Helpmeet book. I am the author of Help for the Helpmeet, and it is my absolute pleasure to work in this book, just to make sure we're going over a few things. Becoming a helpmeet suitable is a complete change in mentality. It's a complete change in thinking. It's a complete change in the way we behave, the way we respond. So it requires that we study to show ourselves approved. So I don't just come on so that we can have a sip together, although that's really nice. I come on because it's time to really break up the teaching and the training and make sure we get it in chunks. Lots of people read the book, they get the concept, and then as days come in, as circumstances come in, as relationships shift and change, as your king gets promoted, as your king grows, you are a helpmeet suitable when you can grow with your spouse, when you can prepare for your spouse, when you can make sure you're covering your king. So there's so many small tips in this book that we decided, you know what? I look through the book, make sure I'm suitable, adjust it. We can always learn and always show ourselves approved. Just like when you read the Word of God. When you read the Word of God, it's not like, oh, read the Bible, done with that. Nah, you don't do that. You read the Bible and you read the Bible and you study and you read some more. And every time you read it, you should be able to get something new. So here we are today. We've been talking this week about being a weapon. You, as a helpmeet suitable, are a weapon of mass destruction. You have weapons that God has given you, and you sometimes don't even realize it. So you have to know that God has made you a secret agent. We talked about that earlier this week. You're a secret agent on a secret assignment. We got to remind ourselves of that. No matter how many times you say it, you may need to hear it again. So let me be the one to tell you, you are a secret agent on an assignment from God to really, really help your king. So today I ask God, what do you want us to be reminded? And a very familiar scripture came just kind of as I opened up and I said, okay, God, they know this. And he said, yes, but remind them. All right, so I'm going to remind you. In the Help for the Helpmeet book, it is, sometimes we have to do things before we see it. Sometimes we have to pray things. Sometimes we have to declare things before we see it. All right. You already know it's time to sip on that. Ooh, blush sparkling juice. Sometimes things have to be done before you see it. How about I stretch that a little bit and say, most of the time, things have to be done before we see it. It says, that's exactly what faith is. And I'm going to pause and say, you got to be reminded, faith is a weapon. If you have strong faith, you are a problem for the devil. Your faith is one of your greatest weapons. I wonder why the enemy attacks us in our faith. He knows. When your faith increases, when your faith grows, when you have belief before you see, you become a problem for the enemy. That's when you become a helpmeet suitable. It says Hebrews 11:1, we're all familiar with it, but I wanted you to hear it in this amplified version. It says, faith is confidence and what we hope for. Woo! Can I sip on the word confidence? Can I sip on the word confidence? Hebrews 11:1. We're familiar with the scripture. But faith is defined as confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. We know this. We've read it. We've preached it. We tell people all about it. But it's assurance. It's saying something with assurance. It's saying something with confidence, even though we haven't seen it, even though it hasn't manifested. So how many times do we talk about things like this? It may not have manifested yet, but you can't say that you have faith until you walk and talk and act and hold yourself up like you have confidence in this thing. I have confidence in this. I'm assured that what I just said, what I just prayed, what I just decreed, already done. Helpmeet suitable have to be able to say, next, because it's already done. Came out of my mouth, it's already done. It happened in my prayer time. It was decreed when I was doing my declarations. It's already done. So let's make sure we know. We drive that faith. That shield of faith is a weapon. When you have that shield all the way up, and during prayer on Tuesday, because, you know, some of you know, I just saw Wonder Woman for the first time. I know. I just saw it. But when she put up that shield, she wasn't, like, worried. The first time she did it, it was like she was shocked. But after that, bullets were coming. I'm not even concerned because I have what? Confidence. I have confidence that I put up that shield of faith. Nothing's happening. I put up that prayer. It's going through. I made that declaration. It's already done. It says confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Faith is not about what you see happening. It's about what God has asked you to do or what God has said. It's not about what you've seen. So what did God ask you to do? What did God say? What did God promise? What did God show you in your visions and dreams? Come on. What did God ask you to do? Did he ask you to be sanctified? Did he ask you to be set apart? Did he ask you to be holy? Whatever he's asked you to do, did he ask you to pray? Did he ask you to stand in the gap? Did he ask you to cover your king in prayer? Did he ask you to wait? Uh-oh. My God, hold on. That's one of those double two-handed wait a minute sips. Did he ask you to wait? Did he ask you to be still? Oh, yes. He asked you. It was the still small voice, the one you said, oh, maybe that's not God. Yeah, it was God. Did it line up with the word? Did it crucify your flesh? Oh, it was God. But you got to walk in it. So the fact that you haven't seen certain things happening in your marriage, that's not what we're looking at. Fact is, what did the word of God say? What did God's voice tell you? What did he show you in your dream? What did he tell you in your vision? What did he say to you when you were sitting still? He said, be confident in me, daughter. Be confident in me. Help me. Be assured. Be assured that what I said is coming to pass. Be confident, according to Hebrews 11 and 1. Walk in it. Talk like it. Act like nothing ever happened, because you know who already prayed. So a lot of you know that during my worst times in my marriage is when the revelation of this book came about. And God said, if you have faith in me, then you're going to act like nothing's ever happened, because your forgiveness is already spoken over. Your husband is already delivered. Your situation is already, it's already complete. So that means I'm going to watch how you behave. I'm going to watch how you respond. I'm going to watch how you act. I'm going to watch how you treat your king. That's because I needed some assurance that, you know, I may not know what's happening, but God already knows. I may not know how it's going to happen, but God already fixed it. That's good to know concerning your finances. That's good to know concerning your ministry. That's just good to know, period. If he said it, I have confidence in it. If he showed it to me, I'm assured it is so. All right, so help meets. If you have your journal, make sure that you put in faith. It's a weapon. That's your tip. I have faith. That's my weapon. It's that shield that you put up. So when fiery darts come, when heartache comes, when trauma tries to rear its ugly head, when you see something that's different from what God said, bam, I want you to put up your faith. Remind yourself, faith is my weapon. And on these special assignments, we got to use our weapons. We can't just walk in on a special assignment empty-handed. We can't walk in with a special assignment like we don't realize Satan's trying to do some things, hinder us. You gotta have a shield of faith. And some of us need a bigger shield than others. Some of us, I mean, for me, I said, Lord, you gotta make this shield a little bigger for this situation I'm in. But he said, Yvette, I made the shield bigger. It's still on the floor. You got your arm down. Put your arm up. That means you got to do something. That means it's on you to walk in assurance. That means I needed to raise up this shield. You know what happens when you raise up your shield? You're basically saying, I already know God's got it covered. I already know I'm walking in assurance. I got confidence. You see, I got the sway. You got to walk with a little swagger. Done. Assured. Oh, I know what it looks like. I'm still assured. I know what it sounds like. I'm still assured. Faith has a swagger. Faith got swagger because you can't walk and look dreary. You can't look down. You can't. Does this look? Oh, no. Not worried about it. I've got confidence. Has someone ever walked in the room with a lot of confidence? Not prideful. But confidence. They just walk in. You know what you do? You take notice. You know what you do? You look. That's what the devil needs to do when a helpmeet suitable is anywhere near. Oh, let me take notice of her faith. Oh, let me take notice of that confidence. So you say, not today. Bam. I got it. That kind of swag that makes the devil go, oh, shoot, she's a help me suitable. I love it. I love it. I love it. Faith has a swagger. Maybe that's the tip of the day. My faith has swagger because I already know confidence has swagger. That means faith has swagger. Walk like it. Talk like it. Respond like it, because faith is your weapon. All right, help meets. Well, that was fun today. I gotta remind myself, Yvette, your faith has swagger. Your faith is a weapon, and you're about to pull up on the devil. Oh, was that a fiery dart? Not moved. Was that a lie? Not moved. Was that foolishness? Not shaken. I got assurance and a little swagger. All right, help me. Write it in your journal. Write it down. We've been talking about our weapons because we have them, but do you know how to use them? Do you know when to use them? Are you skilled in using them? And I'm so thankful for the ladies that are in my army. God's Help Me Army is learning exactly what we need. And I get excited. Yes, I said it. Mm-hmm. Yes. As we come together, when you have awesome help meets coming together in oneness, oh, we move some things in the spirit realms. We shift some things and use those weapons. Bam. I'm not moved. I don't care what I just saw. I know what God said. Write your tip in your journal. If you need a journal, if you need the help meet suitable book and workbook, go to GeraldandYvette.com. We always appreciate you all getting some of the resources. There's lots and lots of teaching. If you need some additional help beyond the sips and tips and the broadcast, we appreciate you. And some of you have reached out. Definitely spots opening open in our mentoring program. So lots of things to help you out. Don't get through and try to don't give up without even reaching out for the help and resources that are available. So thank you for joining me today. So I appreciate you guys working with me, winding down with me, having a little sip with me. Don't forget, your faith is a weapon because you are help meet suitable.
I'm Yvette Benton, your podcast host. We are submitted and strong. Don't let anyone tell you can't be both.